I was very young, we moved to back. My parents moved back to Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Then my father took over the operation of a movie theater down in a little town called Nephi, Utah, N-E-P-H-I. It's about 100 miles south of Salt Lake City, and that's where I grew up, went through high school there.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason or other, which I could never really ascertain, my objective all through that era was to go to the University of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen the University of Utah. I didn't know anybody there. I had no relatives go there. It was just one of these things that was an objective.
Yeah.
Without any real good basis, except that that was the big blooming frontier, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I went up there and started there in 1941 and was there through the war years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a heart murmur and couldn't get into the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple of mentors there who were very highly regarded in the physics field. One's name was Tom Parmley, and the other one's name was J. Irvin Swigert. And they encouraged me to pursue physics. And, you know, we had some Irish mountain classes then because the war had depleted me. So. And Parmley had been to Cornell, and he said, well, that's a good place to go. And I said, do you think I should go to graduate school? And he said, of course you should go to graduate school. So I did, and he had been highly regarded there. He'd gone there himself. And so I went there and studied solid-state physics.